I remember it like it was yesterday. It was November 5th, the day of the trade deadline. So many of us as Ravens fans, we were thinking, all right, EDC, Baltimore Ravens, what y'all getting ready to do? Who you getting ready to bring to us that's going to finish off this run and bring us home so we can hoist that Lombardi trophy? A lot of us wanted a pass rush. A lot of us wanted a cornerback. Some people still wanted offensive line. There was a lot of stuff that we wanted all on our wish list for EDC at the trade deadline. And then we heard reports on November 5th on trade deadline day that the Ravens were really interested in Marshawn Lattimore, and that's somebody who a lot of Ravens fans were very high on. And I mean, can you understand why? Of course you can. He's a really, really good corner, and he's been doing his thing for a while, and he would immediately make our secondary better. And we envisioned just pairing him with Marlon Humphrey, with Nate Wiggins, with Kyle Hamilton, and who knew that the Baltimore Ravens would make a safety change a couple of weeks later that would really impact the entire defense on a whole nother level and make them 20 times better than they had been previously. So if we would have had a Marshawn Lattimore, would have been like, oh yeah, let's get it. But that obviously didn't happen. And what made it hurt just a little bit more was the fact that a report came out on trade deadline day that the Ravens were seriously interested in Marshawn Lattimore. And then it came out after the trade deadline came and went, and he was, of course, traded to the Commanders, that the Ravens actually did offer a third-round pick to the Saints to acquire Marshawn Lattimore. So they were really, really in on him. But who did they end up with? Well, the Baltimore Ravens got Tre'Davious White, a cornerback that had been inactive for like four games straight on the LA Rams. He just could not catch on there, and he had given up. He hadn't really played good when he did play for the Rams this year anyway. But the Ravens, they traded for him, and that's who they got. And a lot of us were like, okay, so Ravens got Tre'Davious White. We obviously were hoping that it was going to work out, but we thought that the Ravens may go in some different directions. But this trade actually really worked out in the Ravens' favor a lot more than it has in the Commanders. And I'm going to tell you why. Before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications on, and leave a like on the video. TK Weekly, make sure y'all subscribe. Subscribe and like the video because it helps out a lot. We are at 78,000, about 78,500 subscribers. Let's get to 79, baby. Come on, let's do it. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends, your family, all that about Team Keep It Clean, and have them be a part of this family too. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And let's get into it, because I know there's going to be some people thinking, what? Marshawn Lattimore, he's better than Tre'Davious White. You're just saying that because you're a Ravens fan. You're trying to pump the Ravens up, aren't you, Ingrid? No, it's not that at all. These are facts. Not even opinion. These are facts, because what's so crazy about the trade, you look at the trade details, what the Commanders gave up for Marshawn Lattimore versus what the Ravens gave up for Tre'Davious White. Commanders gave up a third-round pick, a 2025 third-round pick, a 2025 fourth-round pick, and a 2025 sixth-round pick. And I ain't mad at them giving that up, because if you want to get a good player, you got to give up good draft capital. So I ain't got no problem with them giving that up. For the Baltimore Ravens, all they did was give up a 2027 seventh-round pick, and they swapped picks with the Rams. They swapped the 2027 seven-round pick for a 2026 seventh-round pick. So basically nothing, like a real throwaway pick right there. So they pretty much got him for free. But how did the Ravens win in that trade? Is it just because they got him for cheap? Nope. It's a lot bigger than that, because I was just scrolling on my timeline yesterday, on November 27th, and it said that Dan Quinn said Marshawn Lattimore will practice today. I'm like, okay, cool. Marshawn Lattimore practicing with the Commanders. All right, what's the big deal with that? And Ian Rappaport said, this is the first time that Marshawn Lattimore is practicing since the trade. Marshawn Lattimore was acquired from the Saints by the Commanders on November 5th. November 5th, 2024. He has not played. He has not practiced since. And yesterday was November 27th. They got Marshawn Lattimore, and he ain't played a single snap for them yet. Now, obviously, he can go over there and do well, but he has had no impact on them whatsoever up to this point. That's crazy. That's wild. And Tre'Davious White, when you think about him, Ravens got him for pretty much nothing, but we over here clamoring for him to end up being a starter. And the Ravens got him for basically free. EDC, so far, he won that one. He got that one. And it was a very low risk, but it ended up working out in a major way, a big time way for the Baltimore Ravens. And it's crazy because it's one of those things in the moment, like, it's like, oh, okay, they got Marshawn Lattimore, we wanted him. Oh, we got Tre'Davious White. Oh, okay, well, he couldn't even catch on with the Rams, couldn't even get no playing time with the Rams. He's been inactive for all these games with the Rams. What's he going to do over here? I mean, we'll hope for the best, whatever, see what happens. But he's been really, really good. And because first there was the first game where he got a couple of snaps here and there, and he looked really good. So we were like, hey, he needs to be out there on the field even more. Get him out there on the field, Ravens. Harbaugh, do what you got to do. Zach, or do what you got. Get him on the field more. What did the Baltimore Ravens do? They got him on the field more, and he still continued to look good. This trade, initially, when they first made it, a lot of us were looking at it sideways, but we won. So now we reach my favorite part of these videos, where we get to feature your questions. If you would like to be part of it, you can send an email to teamkeepitclean@gmail.com. And for the Team Keep It Clean patrons, if you would like to send your question, you can send it in a DM directly on Patreon. If you would like to join the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/engravingvids. Let's get into it. First question, actually looks like more so of a comment, came from AJ. He said, hey, Engraven, I'm AJ, a really big Baltimore Ravens fan, and I wanted to be a part to ask the question, and you answered in the video. Love all the videos, man. Look forward to them all the time. Hopefully you respond back, and let's go Ravens flock. Okay, hey, AJ, just send a question, that's it. But I appreciate you watching the videos. I really do appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed them. Thankfully, somebody enjoyed the video. Because you know, there's a lot of people that don't, and that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But I really appreciate everybody that does. So thank you, AJ. And whenever you're ready, just send in your question. Next question came from my guy, Bilal. He said, greetings, my friend. Hey, Engraven, I pray your day is filled with much joy, laughter, and love with your beautiful family. Appreciate you, Bilal. Thank you, man. He said, brother, I can't stress it enough how much you inspire me. Team Keep It Clean is the movement, man. I just want you to pat yourself on the back more for creating such an informative and great platform. Always rooting for your brother, 100K Loden. Well, one day we'll possibly get there, hopefully. But until then, we're going to be patient with it, man. I mean, we ain't got no choice but to, but I appreciate you though, man. He said, for my question, I understand he's been more injury prone in recent years, but how do you feel about a CJ Mosley reunion? It wouldn't hurt. Ravens got Roquan Smith, who they're paying a lot of money to. Ravens got Trent Simpson, Malik Harrison, they re-signed him. But CJ Mosley, yeah, couldn't hurt at all. CJ Mosley is very, very smart. He's not an explosive linebacker, but very, very smart. Sort of like Roquan Smith. Because Roquan Smith is not an explosive linebacker, in my opinion. But he's a very smart linebacker, pretty good tackler overall. Not the fastest, but again, they got it up here. And that was exactly what CJ Mosley was for the Baltimore Ravens. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But anyway, he said, I'm really getting the feeling that the Jets may move on from him next year. And before Team Keep It Clean jumps on me, I know he and Roe are the same type. Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. That is so crazy. I should have kept reading your question. That is so crazy, man. That is so crazy. He said, before Team Keep It Clean jumps on me, I know he and Roe are the same type of linebackers. We in tune, baby. Anyway, he said, I just feel like a veteran like him who knows the Ravens way and the system can relate. Well, he don't really know the system now. That was a long time ago when he was here. It's a completely different system now. But he said a veteran linebacker like him who knows the Ravens way and the system can relieve some of the pressure off a role and vice versa. As always, my man, it's been a pleasure. And just like the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship this year due to the Ravens, I'm out. I like that. I actually love that. I love how we've been getting started today. Next question came from my guy, Scott. He said, first thing, thank you for making good videos, and we are going to be champions. Hey, no, I appreciate you for watching these videos. I mean, I'll be the best. Are they good? I don't know about all that, but I appreciate y'all watching them, man. He said, I love my boy Lamar and the Ravens. So my question is, when are we going to protect Lamar from our offensive linemen? Wow. Ravens are committed to their starting five that they currently got right now. And nothing is going to change with that. Nothing's going to change with their starting five. So they are who they are. We just got to hope for the best. Hopefully that we see more improvements from them as the season goes on. We have seen some improvements here and there. We have seen some repeat offenders here and there as well. But we just got to hope for the best because Ravens aren't going to change anything. He said, we also need to do a 3-4 defense for this Sunday against the Eagles. And for Justin Tucker, I know he's our greatest kicker of all time. People need to stop doubting him, and he will prove everyone wrong. Go get him, Tucker. He said, I'll trust Tucker, and will people also stop blaming John Harbaugh for mistakes for games that we lost? It's a team game, not just certain players or coaches. And thank you for reading my email. Let's go, Ravens. So, let's go piece by piece. With the Justin Tucker part, we had every reason to stop trusting Justin Tucker this year because of what we saw. It was ugly out there. It was really ugly out there. And I gotta say, like, I love Justin Tucker and obviously hope he makes every single kick in the world. But for me personally, I cannot speak for everybody, but for me personally, I'm still a little nervous when he goes out there. Because, yeah, he did drill that kick the other day against the Chargers. And I was like, oh, thank goodness, baby. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, Ravens score a lot of touchdowns. So we ain't really got to rely on Justin Tucker so he could sort of chill or whatnot. And he could kick the point after touchdowns. But, we do want to see Justin Tucker do better because they're going to be games. Every game ain't going to be a blowout by the Ravens. They're going to be close games that come down to it. And sometimes we're going to be fighting more for points. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but it's probably going to happen. So Justin Tucker, need him to be reliable. And whatever the issue is, whatever the issue was, hopefully now it's officially fixed so we can get that old Justin Tucker back. Now the part about can we stop blaming John Harbaugh for mistakes for when we lose in a game. Yeah, it's blame to go around for everybody. Not everything is on John Harbaugh. Where a lot of Ravens fans' issue is when it's the same repeat issues by John Harbaugh when it's been with different offensive coordinators, with different people on the coaching staff or whatnot. But Harbaugh has been the common denominator in a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I do think it's important. Like, even the loss against the Steelers, a lot of people tried to put that solely on Harbaugh, and it wasn't. It wasn't just on him. He played a little part of it, but it was on the players as well. They did their thing, too. So everything just all depends. It's a case-by-case basis, and that's why context is super, super important. Next question came from my guy, Zaga. He said, is it me or did the defense look better these last 2 weeks? Oh, they certainly have, my friend. He said, last week we lost to 6 field goals and no touchdowns. We could have won that game. We could have. Could have, would have, should have. You know how that goes. He said, I hate to point fingers, but Justin Tucker missed 2 field goals. Also, side note, a few videos ago, you said the kicker from Carolina is, he kicked almost 300 less field goals than Justin Tucker. Oh, yeah. I didn't say it. The NFL said it. Like, that's the official stat. And, yeah, while he might have kicked, like, way less than Justin Tucker, he's still the most accurate kicker. He took that title from Justin Tucker after he missed those field goals. I don't know what the updated stat is now since Justin Tucker made that field goal last week against the Chargers, but that, I think Eddie Pinero, I think that was his name, he held the crown. Next question came from my guy Terrell B. Hey, shout out to you and your pops, man. He said everyone was down on Stout and Justin Tucker. He had a kicker slump, almost like a batter slump. Do you think they shook it off at the right time? We can hope so. We can hope so, for sure. We hope that that ends up being the case. And so moving forward, we ain't got to have nearly as much worry as we still kind of currently do right now. Next question came from my guy Amos. He said, "Ain't Graven team, keep it clean, Flock Nation. This is Amos. I just want to say we started out slow, but we got it together by the half against the Chargers. I'm so proud of my team. I like how we didn't shy away from the run and felt good to let the king eat." That's very, very true. We don't talk about Justice Hill a lot, but yeah, we do. We do over here. That's why we call him New Money Justice on this side, baby. Anyway, he said Justice Hill is dangerous, too. We're very proud of him scoring that 50-yard touchdown. Yeah, 51-yard, I think, actually. But anyway, he said Bateman catch was legendary. The defense played so good today, and this is definitely a Super Bowl team. I agree, and I'm glad you said it. He said, only thing I have to say that can kill us is the penalties. If we work on that, we will be A-okay. But anyway, sorry for a long message. Let's focus on Philly and stopping Saquon Barkley and Graven Flock Nation team. Keep it clean. Have a good day. Love you, Amos. Appreciate this. Next question came from my guy, Jarvo. He said, good game tonight against the Chargers. Just a few pointers for me. Got to stop with the slow starts with lack of engagement, in my opinion. Yeah, Ravens should pick it up early. But as long as they pick it up, but yeah, slow start. You don't want to have a slow start against a team that don't got such a slow start. But yeah, Ravens got to, we want them to pick it up early and really just turn it on quick. Anyway, he said, gave the king his touches, which opened up the passing game. It always does. That opens up the running game too. He said, "I love the aggressive plays on fourth downs." Yeah, we always love it when it works out. it was really, really good and it worked. He said, "Defense seems to not be as confused as they used to be." That's such a good point. They seem to be working together, finally. He said, "Still need to cut down on the penalties on both sides of the ball, for sure." And he said, "Hate that J.K. got hurt, but he looked good and glad to see him back to form." That's true. And that's unfortunate. Now he's going to miss this next game, too, for the Chargers. He said, "Get ready for a real test this Sunday versus the Eagles and Saquon Barkley." Yeah, Ravens got their work cut out for him. Next question came from my guy, Omar. He said, "I ain't Raven. Appreciate you taking the time to read my comments and questions. I never take that for granted." No, it's all good, my friend. I appreciate you even sending them in the first place. He said, "How about the Ravens' defense? It's great as a fantasy it all coming together. You said all season that you liked the players, but there were just too many communication issues, especially on the back end." Yeah, because some of the players changed here and there. So I didn't think it was really a personnel issue. It's more communication. It's more the actual scheme itself. So it seemed like now, but they did bench some players. They did bench a couple of guys, and they cut one too. So that had a big impact as well, but seemed like they getting it now. Anyway, he said, "You got to give Zach Ertz credit for sticking to his scheme while making the right adjustments. The players earning more game time snaps are the ones who gave Coach Ertz trust, or gained Coach Ertz trust by consistently executing their assignments." That's true, because we was talking about it earlier in this video with Tre'Davious White. He got a little couple snaps here and there when he first came on board, but then when they saw it, they said, "Ooh, okay, he gonna play." So they gave him more snaps. And more snaps and more snaps. So against the Eagles, ooh, hey, let's see. But and then you look at Ardarius Washington. Ardarius Washington, he was not really a starter, but when he played, he balled out. And Ardarius Washington can play everywhere. And now he's a starting safety for the Ravens. That's crazy how that worked out, man. Crazy how it worked. Undrafted rookie free agent a couple years ago. Missed a bunch of time with injury over and over. Now he's a starting safety for the Baltimore Ravens. That's why you got to be patient, man. You never know how stuff could work itself out. He said, "We support Coach Orr." I got two questions for you. First, do you think Chris Board needs to get more defensive snaps? He looks comfortable out there and was playing really fast. He could. It'll be hard, though, because Roquan Smith coming back. You got Trent Simpson. So he could be out there a little bit more. If you don't want to have Trent Simpson in different situations and whatnot, you can have Chris Board because he's a veteran. You got Malik Harrison as well. So you got options with that. He said, "Second, should Brandon Stevens be the go-to blitzing defensive back now that Kyle Hamilton is playing deep safety? He seems to get to the quarterback efficiently, taking a good path without wasting steps." I love that. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's such a good point that I didn't really think about. We've talked about it before, how we would love to see Brandon Stevens sort of in that safety role, sort of that hybrid role, safety, corner, just a weapon, just for him to be a weapon. So, yeah, I think that would be a good idea because, I think he got a sack the other day. That's when Zach Orr, he was like, "Man, I can't get there with five. I'm going to send, seven." He sent everybody, man. I said, "Whoa, who's that?" But they got it because he sent Marlon Humphrey and Brandon Stevens on the same place. I said, "Whoa, Zach Orr, you a menace, my friend. You got a little bit of wink in you, don't you?" But, hey, yeah, but, yeah, with Brandon Stevens, again, we don't want him to be taken off the field. We just want him to be put in better positions to have success, and that's one of them that you mentioned. He said, "I appreciate your insight and keep up the great work, my brother." Hey, appreciate you, Omar. Thank you, man. Next question came from my guy, Deadshot Gaming. He said, "Hello, it's me, James, again, and just want to say thanks for responding to my questions from last week. It made me excited and happy, man. I just want to say thanks for everything that you do. I hope everything is well, and I got a few questions." Look, man, I appreciate you, and I'm glad that it made you excited and happy when you got to see your questions in the video. That's what it's about for me, man. This is just a small way of me trying to give back to y'all, because y'all do so much for us. Y'all just come through and show crazy, crazy, crazy support every single day. Like, we always talk about it, man. You could go spend money. You could lose money. You can get it back. You could lose possessions, whether it's a car, some shoes, clothes, what, toys, action figures, Xbox, computer. You could lose that stuff. You can get it back. But when it comes to your time, you can't get your time back. You can't get time back. But that's why I appreciate y'all so much, because y'all spend a lot of time with us every single day. Every single day. So I appreciate y'all, man. I really do love y'all, man. Y'all make a big difference, man. Anyway, he said, first off, just want to start out with this. Very hyped that we beat the Chargers 30-23 and that John is undefeated against Jim. As I said, we were going to destroy Jim and the Chargers. Lamar, MV3, Bateman, Andrews, Hill, Henry all had a night. They really did. And you didn't even mention nobody on defense yet. But anyway, he said, my first question is, what do you think about Nate Wiggins on Monday night? I think he balled out and he is set to get one of his first interceptions coming up. He is just a great corner and I'm loving the deflections he is making. Do you think Nate Wiggins could be a top five corner in the league next year or in the near future? Top five, I don't know yet. I can't say that right here, right now. Nate Wiggins, I thought that his game on Monday was up and down. Chargers, they were picking on him all night long. They were going at him a lot. He did make some nice breakups, some pass breakups, and some deflections, but he gave up a lot of catches but he gave up a good amount of catches on Monday night as well. So his game was up and down on Monday, but that's part of the business, man. That's part of the game. You especially as a cornerback. Cornerback's one of the hardest positions to play because you can do everything right and stuff could still go wrong by the receiver just making a play. So, but Nate Wiggins is going to be all right. I ain't worried about Nate Wiggins. I think he's going to be really good. Top five, we'll see. I can't say that yet. I think it's too early. Anyway, so my next question is, what do we need to do to get prepared against the Eagles? Do you think our defense will be fine? The only thing I think we got to be ready is to stop their run game. But we need the secondary to strap up A.J. Brown. I'm not too worried about their defense because they ain't going to stop King Henry and Big Chuss. I think if we can stop their offense, then we can destroy them on Sunday. Yeah, Saquon Barkley. He's in the MVP running for a reason. Like, he literally is in the MVP running because he's a running back. Anyway, he's nice. That boy is nice, man. He is nice. I actually thought that, and this is not a slight at Derrick Henry at all, because Derrick Henry is a baller. I actually thought Saquon Barkley would be a better fit for the Ravens than Derrick Henry would have been. And I think it still is the case, but both of them would have been great fits with the Ravens because they are both amazing, like, running backs. They are both like that. So, but I'm glad that it's obviously worked out with Derrick Henry. But yeah, if Saquon would have been here, it would have definitely worked out with him too, because that boy is nice, man. He's the number one focal point for the Baltimore Ravens to stop. A.J. Brown as well. With Devontae Smith, we'll see if he even plays. I know he didn't practice yesterday. They're obviously going to be off today, but we'll see if he practices on Friday, Saturday. And I know they're not going to get on a plane because they're just going to take a bus to Baltimore because it's only like, a couple hours away. So, it's going to be a tough game, man. It's going to be a tough game. So, yeah, you stop Saquon Barkley and AJ, then you should be in good shape. And get to Jalen Hurts. Get to him. You got to mess with his psyche, man. Anyway, he said, my third question is, could we see more reps from Malik Harrison or maybe Chris Boyd at the linebacker once in a while when Roquan is back? See, team keep it clean, be on the same page, man. We just had that question a couple questions ago. He asked, should we see more Chris Boyd? Now he asked the same thing. He said, Trenton has been doing all right this year, but Malik and Chris Boyd just balled out on Monday. Malik did prove himself, but hopefully Roquan comes back this week because he, to me, just feels like the newer generation Ray Lewis, and he is so impactful for our defense. Because of that game on Monday night, they both could get more opportunities moving forward, and because they gave the coaching staff more reason to trust in them and trust in assignments, trust in big assignments too, because they were filling in for Roquan Smith. That's a huge assignment, but they filled in and they filled in well. The first drive was shaky. First drive was ugly. It was terrible. But after that, they cleaned up everything in a big way. See, last question is, what do you think will be the outcome of the rest of our games? I see us being 13-4. Beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship at their turf and go to the Super Bowl and win. Also, Lamar gets his third MVP and Derek gets Offensive Player of the Year. Again, huge fan of the channel. Let's go Ravens. Lamar MV3, and I'm ready to destroy the Eagles on Sunday. I do think if the Ravens, like, handily, if they beat him, either way, Lamar has a good game. I expect him to. It's the NFC. But if the Ravens take care of business against the Eagles on Sunday, I think that should really, especially if they, like, really beat them like how we want them to, that should put Lamar back on top when it comes to the MVP race. I know right now a lot of people got Josh Allen on top ever since he beat the Chiefs. That's how it goes sometimes, because it's not all about numbers. Numbers do play a big part, but one of the biggest numbers when it comes to MVP is your wins and your significant wins. But at the same time, it's like, hold up, Josh Allen did beat the Chiefs in the regular season. He beat them. Yes, he did. He won that game. That was a good game for the Bills. But Lamar, he whooped up on Josh Allen. Like, he really did. What was it, like 35-10, something like that? They whooped up on Josh Allen and Bills. And I forgot who it was, but they were like, Josh Allen even got benched that game. Like, the Bills took him out the game because the game was over. It was over. They took him out. They didn't even let him finish it. And somebody said, has that ever happened with Lamar Jackson? It's like, I don't think so. Next question came from my guy, Joshua. He said, what are the chances of Desmond playing and will White start on defense? Well, Desmond King, I think, is just a stay ready so you ain't got to get ready type of signing. They could call him up for this game against the Eagles, but he won't really get much, if any, playing time at all. Because you have Marlon Humphrey, you have Nate Wiggins, you have Tre'Davious White, you have Brandon Stevens. So at corner, you pretty much got your guys. They could call him up just to have him there. But you pretty much set at the cornerback position. And as far as Tre'Davious White starting, will he start yet? I don't think so yet, but he will get a good amount of playing time because as we've been seeing, his playing time just keeps on increasing over and over and over.